days of Purim and Parshas Zohar and so on and so forth, but Le Mufka Mene, Parshas Tzav. So the Parshas Tzav is sort of a tail end of Avodas HaKorbanos. And first thing is Savas Armas Bon of Lema Zeus Teres Oila, He Ho Oila Al Moikdal Mizbeach Ha Laila Ad Aboike, Veisha Mizbeach Tukad Boi. So there's two or three Nyonim Kolol in this parasha. One is Zeus Teres Oila, which is, it means Oila on things that go onto the Mizbeach, but the it's Mesiachas itself to Korban Oila, even though it betzim is something which is shaykh, the dinim in this korban shaykh to all korbanis. Here Oila al moikdal mizbeach kol alayla ara boike. There's halacha of there's a din that you need to have an eish tam etukam mizbeach leisichbe. There always needs to be a fire in the mizbeach leisichbe, even though there's not as man avoida. Other than that, and even though there's always an eish min hashemayim, there's also chiyuv to have an eish from the adam also. So the Torah is telling us that there's a halacha of two ishim, and it's an avoda of loy sichbe. In other words, the avoda is not so much to put the fire as much, make sure it doesn't go out. The din of the Haktaras Evarim, which is the parasha deals with in the beginning, the Hia Oila Mokta Mizbeach Kol Alayla, that all Oilim are on the Mizbeach all night, is tells us that Haktaras Chalav Evarim is Muta is Mare Balayla. So even though all other Avodas are possible Balayla, Layla is a big place on all other Avodas, Haktaras Evarim is Shayach Dafke to Laila. Shaykh Baker to Laila, and connected that we have a type of tefillah, which is tefillah's meyer, tefillah's armas. So it's Valay Dovahu that the only two in Yonim, the vast majority of the mitzvahs are shaykh to Yoim, because Yoim is the natural zman of mitzvahs. Laila, you have Oimer and you have Haktara Seymurin, which is kosher called Laila. So why of all avodas is Haktaras Evarim b'miyuchet shayach to Laila? Then there's a halacha of Trumas Hadeshin, which is, that's the sort of final part of the parasha, that they used to take out part of Deshin and put it next to Mizbeach. It's not clear. It's a machloikas rishonim, halakas Rashi and Tosfos, one sheet in Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam Rashi, whether or not the deshin was nivla b'mkoymoy. So those who say it was nivla b'mkoymoy say it's not listed amongst the nisim. But those who say that it was nivla b'mkoymoy, the question is, what was the inyan shaboy? Mele the other inyanim, lamashal, the karbonis oifis, and so on, those were nivla b'mkoymoy. It was sort of a place of haktara. It was a place of hakrav akilu. That's the makom where karbonis are, and it's the karbon's brought there. The Eifa seems to be the chelik of the carbon that's psoilus, and most of the Eifa went out. There was a need to be meirim a little bit, but why was there nes that was nivla b'mkoymoy? What the klal gadol is, like what we said, you don't have nisim unless you need it for avoda, and here you have something which is comes dafka for it's built in a nes, which the chura. Other things that you're makriv, you needed to be able to be makriv it there. So you needed to be mavliyayit. But the deshin l'chura was something where the vast majority was taken out. The makom of the deshin is to go out. So the little trumas of deshin, why there should be a vlod there, needs to have some sort of hezba. Not only is the halacha that it's kasha b'layla, which is something unusual. It's one of the only things. The famous Goyen says that on Pesach night, that the only mitzvahs that are balayla are the mitzvahs of Pesach night. But there's another thing also. In Kachim, that the laila's holach hachayoyim is a din dafka in Kachim. And in avoida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in avoida of Adam, It's a Vayer Vayvayke. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maisim start with Erev and they end up with Baker. Adam's Maisim start with Baker and end up with Erev. So there's a it's the Hefech, and by Kachim that's where it's Nicker, and this is the Inyan where it's Nicker, by the fact that anything that was brought during the day, you can be mamshich into the night. The pasuk, the pashas cries as amshoch into the night, and it's one needs to understand what's the pshat that in Beis Hamikdash and Avoda the Lailas Achayoyim, and the and in the Bria Soilam it's the other way around. In any in Torah Kinyanim we go with the Laila first and then the Yoyim. It's interesting also the Moshe Talmud Torah, where the Rambam says that if you want Kisa Shel Torah, you shouldn't lose even one night. The Mashmos in the Rambam is Ki'ilu, it's a Hemshcha the day. In other words, he doesn't say the in Mishabur L'mashal, when he brings the Seder Ayoyim, he starts off, you should get up before the morning, and so on. That's a big Inyan. In other words, it's a Hakdama to the morning. In the Rambam, it's clearly Mashal, it's a Hemshcha into the night. In other words, a normal person stops at night his work. Kisa Shel Torah is Mechayev to go further than that. So the Inyan of Laila being Nimshach HaChayoyim has its Sheirish here, and expands to a certain realm of Avoida. And we need to understand what Inyanim. And Zmanim, Moshe, it's not like that. Zmanim always starts with the night, and then the day. Shabbos starts at night and goes to the day. V'chein Hala. Dovetailing both the word oila in the sense of a karb oila in the sense of anything that goes up on a mizbeach. The karb oila itself comes as a kapara fahir aleiv. The chazal, I mean, it's a shaila what karb oila is for. It could come as a mitzvah essay. The medrash says that it's mechapa nihir aleiv. It needs some sort of understanding. Where's the zelum aseh? In other words, a chatas is all sorts of chatos, and a person's miskap on the maisachet. Fine, that is done with a chatas. Here alev, it doesn't have a shem avera to bring a carbon, and let's say if it would have a shem avera, one would assume a type of chatas. Mela, according to the Shitas, according to the Hesberim of Oila being Lirtsuye, and Oilam is a Meratze on an essay, maybe whatever, so I understand that it's different than a carbon of, it's different than a Chatas. But if it comes on Hiralev is in the realm of Chet, it should have been somewhere along the line another type of Chatas. It's not. It has a whole section of Kabbalah for itself called an Oila. And we need to understand what bechlal. How does one mechapan hir alev? Hir alev comes automatically, and a person doesn't have the choice really in that. I mean, so he has some choice not to be mamshach hirurim, but in that hir alev, it's not. There's no pu'ula really in it. So I want to try to understand the chelik over here. It's the Beis Yaakov has a richas on it, and Kedarko. I'm using certain chelik of his nekudas to try to understand it the way we would like to understand the parash, the way we want to have it arise. There's a Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim in the daytime. First is Mekabal Ol Malchus Shemayim on the day, and that is very understandable. First wakes up in the morning with Kumecha, so he's a person that's ready to go and to do things. You need to do everything in accordance with what the Torah wants you to do it. The first thing is the Mekabal Ol Malchus Shemayim. Then you Mekabal Oil Mitzvah so that you're going to do what's right and appropriate. And you go out and you work and you do whatever you have to do. A person comes back at night. So he comes back at night. He's going to sleep. What is being Mekabal Ol Malchus Shemayim now? What's the point of it? He's not doing anything that he can really say, this is what I'm doing. So where's it coming from? The Gemara says the machlokes in the Gemara, le'ivri layla girsa, le'ivri layla el shinsa. whether the night was created to learn or the night was created to sleep. The Le'iver Leila Shainsa is a strange machlokis. It's like saying, you know, how it may live would be a machlokis if at night you should, I don't know, say tikkach atzoyis to learn, that's a machlokis. How much a person should sleep at night, should be memayit b'sheina, mar b'sheina, I understand that. I understand the machlokis of two inyonim that are sort of parallel to each other. And it's a shaila, which is the ruchnis avoda, or what is the physical avoda? The physical avoda of the night is to sleep. Yes, that's true. And a person needs to sleep. And a person should be mitzamtzem mishena, and as much as he can to do avoda. That's also just like a meal. A person is supposed to eat three times a day, twice a day, whatever it is. A person is supposed to eat. A person is supposed to eat what he needs. A person is not supposed to overindulge. And a person is not supposed to waste his time at a meal. Where's the conflict? A machlokes of which of the two inyanim is liable therefore. If Shena was a ruchnistic enterprise of sorts, and I could say, oh, Laila's for tikkun chatzos and for other, and learning gichveis, other limudim, and the daytime is for learning this chelik of Torah, the Torah Shavuk Sav, Torah Shavuk Peh, whatever it is. A machlokes, that's a very strange machlokes. What does it mean, Leiva Laila Shena? So the pshat goes like this. There are, b'chlal, the world of Shena, even from a tevedic point of view, from a scientific point of view, the role of sleep is very, very undefined. It's something that's very hard to really understand. It's tachlis. I mean, for resting, you could sit around. You could rest. You could sit. The person gets tired, he sits in one place. But the metzias of Shena, where there's a change in the person's consciousness and so on, is something which, Halei Davahu, it's a pella that, especially we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person to do avodah, to accomplish things in the world, to set up our body. So Melech eating l'moshel doesn't take all that much time and has a lot of mitzvahs associated with it. So we eat, we make brachas before, brachas afterwards, we're makbid on kashrus and so on. So there's a certain avodah with the pa'ula, physical pa'ula. Shena, after Birchas Krishma, there isn't much Aveda. The person is not a Bar Aveda. A person is not a Bar Das when he's Yashin. So what's the... A third of our lives goes on Shena when there's no Aveda with it. Where is it? What is it? So the answer is, mitzad a person's pu'ulois. A person when he does things, he is producing, he's giving, he's giving out, and those are pe'ulos tovos. And besides what he accomplishes out of himself, in the term that he gave tzedakah, he said a tefillah, whatever it is, there also is supposed to be a roshim. That's nisrashim on the person. The person himself is supposed to receive some sort of feedback from the maisa, and it make an impression on the person. As long as a person is doing, for instance, let's take an example. A person is caught up in an earthquake, and when it happens, if he's a trained personnel, he's busy running, helping, doing, saving, jumping, escaping, etc. When he sits back and he absorbs the scene that he saw, that's when it leaves its mark on him. You find a lot of people that function admirably well under the stress and the pressure, but when they come back, they lose it. They're emotionally overwhelmed. No one said of this. There's a halacha quoted often in this context. I did a treaty lemiflati lebali, that as long as something is busy giving, it doesn't absorb, because so busy doing doesn't absorb. The person is somebody who doesn't, his ability to absorb the effect of the meisim that he did and absorb what's happened is not good in the day, because in the day the Adam is Eidin Torah Lemiflati. There's a sharp vertel from the Kotzke, a famous sort of story slash vertel, that a chassid once came to him and he said that he was all shaken up. He said he had a dream last night that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him. So the Rebbe told him, well, since during the day you think about Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's all it is. It doesn't mean anything. So the chassid said, that's impossible, because I'm so busy doing mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, I don't have time to think about Hashem during the day. There's an emes to it. It's not just a cute zog. There's an emes in it that as when a person is in the acting mode, in the doing mode, let's take an example. A person makes a bris, so you expect, if you want the moil to be a shlemistic moil, you want him that before the mitzvah he should be thinking about the neiros of being machnis rachanim on to bris shel Avraham Avinu. You want him afterwards to be overwhelmed with the tremendous inyan of achnasas bris. Bishas the milim, you want him to be a professional without kavanas al machshavas, just cutting exactly how and where he should be cutting. And his entire thinking process should not be absorbing the godless at the moment, but focusing on doing the maisa. That's the way it should be. In the chelik Akadosh Baruch Hu split avodas Adam into two chalakim. There's the chelik asiya, where a person does, and there's the chelik where the person absorbs that which he did, where the person takes in that which he did. And it leaves its roishim on the person. Le'ivir laila l'sheina, the bria of sheina is when the person becomes inactive. The chalomas a person has, the nightmares a person has, and the inspired dreams a person has, are all the result of the person being in the receive mode. Now he's beginning to absorb the roishim of that which has happened, and b'meila he is now going to become that. It's going to become part of himself. That's the liver layla elishena means that it's there as a complement to rest avoda. So k'lumas that there's a machlekes between girsa and shenan. There's a reason why girsa would be oimed afkin nagzeh, but at least we're talking about two mahalchim avoda. That's the difference between avoda of the structure of the yom between the lemala and lemata. Zmanim, which is the bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Zmanim is the structure of Briyas Olam, is ve'yera ve'yvoike. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel had a certain kavana, machshava, deya, something along those lines. That's the first bria. The first bria is a kavana that's wanted. The second bria is an asiya that fits that kavana, a maisa mitzvah that fits that toichin and kavana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. Just like Lahavdil, if a person writes a play or a poem or anything, so the kavana and the pnimius of it came first to the person, and then he produced it in the chitzonius of whatever presentation it was right. When the person listening, the person absorbing it, works the other way around. He first sees the play, reads the book or the poem or whatever it is, gets a tsura of the chitzonei shabai, and then slowly begins to absorb the pnimei shabai. So the absorption always comes afterwards. Mitzad maisei Hashem, it's Erev first and then Boiker. And that's why when we celebrate Zmanim, we're being Kaveya, the Yoim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaveya. So that starts with Laila and then goes to Yoim. In our Avoda, which is Avoda Samigdash, it starts with Kavana, it starts with Asiya, and then the absorption process starts. So that's this parasha. It's the second chelik of Avoda. Avoda in with the capital Ayin is Beis Hamikdash, that's the Mokum Avoda, that's the Iker Mokum Avoda. And again, for us, it's because we're so not used to it, we have a lot of other places, you know, but when there was a Mikdash, that was everything. That's the Mokum Avoda. And there's one parasha of Asiyas HaKarbonis, Mais HaKarbonis, that's one parasha. And all of that happens during the Yoim. And that's one Chelek of Avodas Hashem. There's a second parasha, which is Nismayet Mitzara Siyosan, but it is the second half of Vayikra is this parasha in Tzav. That there's the Laila that comes after the Yoim has in itself the power to absorb in every way possible. The Eish consumes and absorbs the carbon. The deshen that's left over, we take a chelek and it's absorbed into the makom hamizbeach. I saw somebody says, I think Reb Tzadik says, that itself becomes a chelek of the mizbeach adama. I'm not sure where it says it, where he has it from, but al kaponim, it means, but it becomes nivla b'mkoymoi because that's the guf avoida. The guf avoida of the process of Eish absorbing it is to absorb it. It's needed. It's a necessary neis because that's its process. That's its metzias. It's a chelik avoida that's miyuchet for the laila dafka. This is where it happens by laila. And it's something which is it's the chelik of the avoida. One of the halachas that we learn here is that psulin, that anything that's oil al mizbeach, that's psulin bekoidesh, is ein mevidin. In other words, in avoidas adam, there's havchana between different inyanim. This is a deeper avoida, and even things that can't make it mitzad avoidas adam, mitzad this chelik avoida, it still reaches a certain tikkun, a certain shleimus of itself. I want to explain the inyan of the Hir Alev Shavoy, that it's mechapen Hir Alev and so on. If a person does something and he's doing the right things and he has a Hir Alev, he wants to do something that's wrong. No matter how much he's doing is right, He still has all sorts of machshavas ira. The pshatnit is, you can't fight machshavas directly. It's a vicious cycle, and even on the practical level, machshavas are not. You can't fight machshavas with anti-machshavas. It's the best way to keep the machshavas stronger, more powerful. The way in which a person, if a person sees a dichotomy between his avoda and his machshavas, then the pshat is it's because it hasn't been absorbed yet. Those machshavas that he has are because they are it still hasn't reached a rock bottom. Let's take a simple mashal. A person has, I don't know, a chaver that's a bad chaver. And it's not good for him to be in his chavershaft. So he hears somebody gives him a lot of musa and tells him it's bad. The person realizes he's right and he's misrachik from him. But he still would like to associate. Every so often he has cheshek to go back and associate with that person. So the answer is not, the stira doesn't lie between two equal machshavas. I'm not sure if he's right or not. I'm very sure that he's right. So where's that rutzen that comes up all of a sudden? The answer is because my understanding of it hasn't reached down the bottom yet. Oyevei Hashem sinu ra means that for the person who's a good person, bad is reprehensible. And if it's not, then it's not yet there. Because, yes, he's an Oyev Hashem, he does pe'ulas of Avos Hashem, but it hasn't really suffused his entire being, because somewhere down he still feels quite good about the person who is Mechayev Megad. So the chelik of Machshavas is something that its tikkun is not found in a carbon that the Seif Pasik Zasiya, Achilas Kahanim, Achilas Bailim. When it's kuli kolol, it becomes absorbed completely, and it enters into the process of being absorbed by the Mizbeach totally, and absorbed, and the dasha is absorbed by the karka. Then the person that chelik of avoda finds its shleimus over there. I want to talk about this in Claudius. There was a big chelik of avoda that is called Chayves Halavavis. It's called Avos Hashem, it's called Yiras Hashem, and so on and so forth. One of the mistakes made is, first of all, unless a person is Oisik in it, unless a person makes a chelik of his time a zman to be Oisik in these inyanim, then it doesn't happen. We definitely can force ourselves to do the maisim. The maisim of Chayves Halavavis, we can force ourselves. And we could be mahadam edaktik in every mitzvah and see that as Yiras Hashem, and we can run after every mitzvah's essay and see that as Avos Hashem. But a person's machshavas will not be shalom with it. Even if the person learns it inside, If he goes through the motions, if he goes through the arguments, this is why a person should be Oyev Hashem. 6 reasons, 9 reasons, 12 reasons. This is why a person should be Yorei Hashem. That it's not. You can tell when a person talks to you things that he feels he's convinced of, but he's not really convinced of. And you can see it that the person is saying the things he knows he ought to think and feel, but you don't really feel that it's him. The mark of Adam Gadol is not, in the world of Maisim, Shlemus is a checklist. So once a person is doing all the mitzvahs, plus minus, once a person is not doing any averis, plus minus, then how do we measure differences in people? We even find, Lamashal, Chazal pointed out that, Tanakh points out, big people that made things that look like Chatoim, that the Torah calls Chatoim, whatever it is, the report card on Maisim is limited. So what determines a person that you say is Mura Me'am, that is a Gadol? What's a mark of greatness in a person? Yerushalayim, how do you measure Yerushalayim? How do you measure Avos Hashem? Screams loudly, doesn't scream loudly. The instinctive measure we have is when you interact with a person and you get a sense of how much are the things that he says and believes, how much is it nivla in his mohus, and how much is it not? That's really the measurement of it. Rabbi Saul Salanta, when he was mechadish, the Limud HaMusa, the thing that he pushed was that he spoke about the conscious of a person and the subconscious of a person, and Avodas HaMus is going to deal with the subconscious part of a person. Now, there's no real way, by definition, to directly go to a person's subconscious. I mean, almost by definition, subconscious means that which is under. If a person strips away his conscious kilu, then that becomes the conscious again. Whatever a person is thinking, b'shas ma'isa, that's conscious. That koach is out in the open. But there is an avoda, and it's an avoda that takes patience. It's a person keep bearing in mind and thinking about things and mulling over it and sleeping over it. Sleeping over it means that the person thought about it and he fell asleep with it. The person, these are things that a person, that occupy a person's mind enough that the person, that it absorbs. That's when you want the ground to absorb something, you just need to leave something on it and just leave it there. As long as a person has conscious machshavas, then it absorbs it. And that's the avodah, it's a fascinating avodah of Eish Tamid Tukat by Lisichbe. A person, there is Eish Men HaShemayim, but a person needs to provide something which allows that process to happen. The avodah that is very individual, the avodah that's hard to really put into a Seder HaYoyim, it's hard to define externally, is this avodah of Haktoras Emurim. It's the avodah of Trumas Adeshen. The avodah of absorbing something. But this is really what marks the person. When a person learns something that gives him great thought, great room for thought, and it sits on a person, that has the hashpah on the person. Maisim and active things are the start of the process. But unless the person clears the ground and adds some of his own eish, it doesn't happen. So this is a parasha katana that's machzik as meruba. It's something which stands parallel. Parashas Vayikra is the parashas of avoda, avoda with capital ayin. It's avodas hayoyim. It's where a person is supposed to do things. Kohanim zrizenhein means they don't have time to think. They're busy. Kohanim move real quickly. Avoda demands zrizus. Like Mr. Sharon, when he speaks about avoda, he speaks about zrizus. But that's only half of the avoda. The second half of the avoda is absorbing everything. And for us, it means what Rabbi Saul Salanta and others sort of brought into us was we need to put aside time in a person's day when the job is to mull over that which he learned, that which he knows, that which he did. The Eish is, if a person approaches, the Rabbi Saul Salanta said, a person should learn Musab is Fasayim Dolkos, with burning lips. What he meant was to say psukim again and again with tremendous emotional outpouring. That emotional outpouring is the fire to absorb those things that he knows. Musa, the Ramchal says, I didn't come to be mechadish something you don't know. If you're looking for information, it's done. The avodah is done. It's not there anymore. But I'm talking to take things from things that everyone knows and are pashit and making them part of yourself so that they're pashit mitzad your conscience, your conscious. It's pashit mitzad your inner self. In some ways, since we are Erev Purim, in some ways I think of it, it's the avodah of Yom Kippur Purim, the avodah of, in other words, there is a mahalach of active avodah midas adam, and the purpose of that is to do what he's supposed to do and to learn what he's supposed to learn and so on. And then there's a chelik where a person tries to reach to other koiches. Those the deeper koiches are not reached with das. When a person does everything that is bidas and midas, and a person allows for times of hisbeinenus, like what Musa is supposed to be, like Laila in its high abchinis, in the abchinis of that Laila is nivra fashena. The Arizal says that the Laila is nivra to understand soidas that you can't get during the day. What it means is, on a posh life, is the things we're talking about. Conscious learning can only take you up to a certain point. That's probably the pshat and leva Laila girsa. It's reflective. It's what a person reflects on that he gets in the Laila. So a person needs to see his avoda as a shleimus between the things that he does, and that adraba, that the ikr is the asiya and the pa'ula and so on and so forth. And the person needs to understand that the deeper avoda, once that's in place, then providing the eish tamid, providing that chelik that allows for absorbing the thing, that's mashlim everything. In kachim, in avoda, it starts with yom, but it ends with laila. What's by Kadosh Baruch Hu first, in our avoda, in kachim, the laila follows the yom in reaching the peak of what a person is supposed to do.
Well, hey, you get it?